Supervisors meeting with the flag salute. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here today. As we conduct business of the county, we pray for understanding, wisdom, all the things that are needed to make good decisions for this county. We take a moment today to realize that the holiday season is coming. Our nation has given us opportunities for times to reflect on Mother's Day and Father's Day, Thanksgiving, and now we come to Christmas time. And I just pray, Father, that we'll all enjoy this time, have some peace in our lives, and that we will understand the birth of Jesus as the important date that we celebrate. And all these things, we're truly grateful for how you bless us in so many ways, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do a roll call. All righty, Supervisor Hopp.
Present.
Supervisor Kopsap.
Here.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
And Supervisor Von Switch.
Present. Okay. County Council Reed, we have an emergency item on that, please.
Yes. Requesting that the boards vote by forfeits to approve the addition to the agenda of a resolution making emergency findings pursuant to the contract code for an emergency public works contract to repair the tipping floor at the Overland Road transfer station. It came to council's attention after the posting of the agenda. The board had approved the sole source contract for emergency repairs on November 14th, but needed to make emergency findings under the public contract code. The work needs to be completed imminently, and therefore action is needed on this before the next board meeting.
Okay.
So move to add to the agenda.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Hopp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsap.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. We'll do that right there just before E, since we'll have public works up there speaking of this. Okay. This is a time for presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Any public comment?
I have 2 public comment cards, but they're for a specific item.
Very good. To make sure I get those. Move on to item 5. I didn't see anyone online, Anna.
Sean, not online.
Thank you. Item 5, consent agenda. We are going to pull items F, G, and O. Any other board?
L and Q.
L and Q. Anyone else?
Q1 in particular, I'm sorry.
Q1. Anyone else? Not board's wishes?
Move to approve the remainder.
Second.
Supervisor Hopp.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsap.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep. Okay, let's go with item 5F. Start down there.
Good morning, Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. This resolution regarding certain terms and conditions of employment for the Assistant Department Head Unit had modifications on page 2, item 2, range adjustments. The Deputy Director of Social Services Division was removed. I provided the updated resolution, and unless you have any questions, the resolutions are ready for adoption.
Okay. Any questions of the board? Board's wishes?
Please be approved.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Hopp?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Gonzalez?
Sure. Item G.
Haley Hinton, Deputy County Administrator. This item is a resolution regarding certain conditions for the employment of the confidential unit. There were modifications in the staff services and was one confidential salary items. And additionally, this item is a resolution amending the Siskiyou County salary schedule. It was updated to reflect the same modifications. So if there are any other questions, this item is ready for adoption.
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. Item L, Health and Human Services.
So this is coming back for a 3-year term versus a 1-year term, is my understanding.
Yes. Good morning. Sarah Flagg, Health and Human Services. That was an oversight on our end. It was supposed to be a 3-year contract, but there was a miscommunication, so we're just bringing it back for an addendum.
So my concern is that that's a lot of money going for a liaison for homeless in Wairika. I think when we were here last with this, you heard from South County that we would like to see that also in the cities of Reed and Mount Shasta. Is the city of Wairika going to hire 1 or 2 FTE for this position, or is it just going to be thrown into their general fund and spend it at random?
Their intention is to hire. They've been reluctant to do that without a longer-term contract with us, and so yes, they will be moving forward with hiring 1 or more than 1, is my understanding, officers.
So is this for 2 positions a year?
Yes.
And would you be requiring, lack of a better term, proof of that hiring versus it just hitting the general fund before it was funded?
Yes.
I'm okay with a 1 year. I'd like to see the other 2 years be spread out throughout the county and not just concentrated in Wairika. And I don't know if that can be done, because we're talking, it's almost $500,000 over 3 years.
I mean, anything is possible. This is in part a grant-funded program, so we've written the program around this particular project. I think that we could look for other funding to support similar projects in South County.
So the grant is specific for Wairika only?
Well, it was written that way because that was the partner that was willing to work with us at the time, and it also fills a need for us in terms of just safety and outreach, which is a requirement for us to develop in terms of our continuum of care. We have, because we have limited staff, we've been working primarily in Wairika around homeless issues because the concentration of, people who are experiencing homelessness here, but I understand what you're saying, and it's our goal to expand, particularly along the corridor, because we recognize that there are other, jurisdictions in which this is also an issue. So our goal is to meet with those 2 communities specifically and Dunsmuir and start to, get a better idea of what would be useful in those communities and then start looking to develop programs that address whatever needs are identified by those communities. And I don't know if those are similar needs or different needs, and I would imagine outreach is one of them. We are in the process. We've been through one round of attempting to hire an outreach worker that would be an employee for behavioral health that would expand, in the county to other communities. And we also, as you know, are working on mobile crisis, and a portion of their work will also be outreach. So I don't know. I mean, we will be doing outreach in those communities with our own staff. We can certainly explore, relationships with the other, police or other law enforcement in South County.
Well, I'm okay with the 1 year, provided they're hiring 2 positions. I'm not okay with the 3 year, because I think that money could be better spent throughout the county than just in one area. And I get that this is the highest concentration, but that's a lot of funding. So.
Understood.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, any board member have a question? Supervisor,
explain to me how this issue is staffed and funded in Happy Camp.
So we contract with the FRCs, as you know, and they do support, you know, they support people who are experiencing homelessness in Happy Camp. We have not had the capacity to do outreach there, which is why we're hiring internally to do that work. So once we have the homeless liaison on board for behavioral health specifically, we'll be able to go out to outlying communities. And
okay. Yeah. With this expenditure of money, what kind of performance measures are in this?
So Chief Gilman reports out. So as I think I shared the last time this came before the board, this project is at the direction and recommendation of the Homeless Advisory Committee. Chief Gilman reports out to that committee on the number of contacts that, you know, his officers have and calls out for specifically for homeless. So that is the measurement we've been using. And I am so happy to bring that back to the board if you'd like
to
see.
Well, I'm just
those
not enamored with the progress or lack of progress actually that I see.
Agreed.
I'm not sure that they're on the $500,000 of this without some kind of an ability to maybe a 1-year juncture review that performance and modify or cancel is the best way to go. That's what I'm thinking.
What performance measures would you be interested in? And the population's growing more quickly than we can really address it with all of our programs.
Yeah.
So
it seems to be that's going the wrong direction. I see an awful lot of enablement rather than programs that might help these folks deal with the issues they're suffering and get them up and running as responsible citizens in the county.
I think those
would help.
Agreed. And then, you know, the majority of our funding is Housing First money, so we're required to engage people without having expectations around sobriety or those kinds of things. So our hands are tied in some ways.
I'm not going to belabor this much, but I hear from a lot of business owners in this community that maybe some of this, they're just not responsive to the business owners and the issues they have with confrontation with clientele that is actually legitimately trying to do business, and it doesn't appear from the feedback that I'm getting from those business owners that the city structure is being responsive to those needs in the time.
Specifically to law enforcement? I mean, I obviously I don't have a lot of visibility into the city, you know, the function of the city,
I mean,
but
well,
that's certainly feedback.
Patrons are confronted frequently by the same perpetrator, and nothing done about it.
Understood.
That's it, $100 bill.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to weigh in? No, take a motion.
We know that this is a pilot project still, and that you have to start with one before you can go to multiples. We've seen in the COC meetings that this has been, for what it is, a very successful program. There's been a great response in the homeless community with that one liaison. And it would be very beneficial to keep not only that one, but to get another one for that community and the public, because it is a public safety issue. It is very helpful. And I agree that it would be great to have at least one more throughout the entire county. I believe that the money is well spent. Perhaps a 3-year is a bit of a stretch. But sitting in on those meetings and hearing the good side of the story is encouraging. And if we do nothing, then nothing will get better. So we have to do something. And I think this is a great step in the right direction. And that the officer that is in that position now has done a fantastic job of building a relationship and being able to move people out when that's appropriate, to get people services and push them in the right direction, and to get them to services and to actually do good. And that is what we all need to hear. And I think it would be great to have him come and Chief Gilman come back to us and give us those reports, because we don't hear. I get to because I'm on the CIC board. But the board does not. And I think those are the kind of reports we need to hear, because we can't offer our support if we don't know what's happening.
Of course. And I'm happy to request that they come back.
Thank you.
So, was Chris in here?
I do, thank you. The source of the funding is a state grant, a federal grant?
It's actually a grant through Partnership Health Plan,
right,
in portion, and then part of it's behavioral health.
Not general fund funding at all.
No, we don't. We're not, other than the public guardian, we don't receive general fund funds.
All right. And I can understand a 3-year for hiring for a grant, it could be a feast or famine. So they want to have some sort of longevity in order to have us be able to hire. We're comfortable with it. I know when you look at specific geographical areas, there's an East Park, you want services there, you want services here.
Of course.
I remember when the McLeod Family Resource Center shut down, all the county departments had a service fair down there in order to let the community know these are the services that can be provided in the absence of it. So something that we all kind of benefit at times, the areas being represented, so I'm comfortable with the contract.
So just to weigh in real quick, you know, I think 1 year is just too short a time to get any kind of traction on any kind of program. It is a lot of money. I understand that. It's not general fund money. There is an issue every time I drive by behavioral health. I see what's going on across the street. Doing nothing is not the answer. Something is. I think we have to hold people accountable. I think my issue isn't so much the money. It's so much the capacity. Where are we going to find people to do some of the work, as you know, within not only within your department, whether it's a liaison, not even within the department, you know, public health. We can't find law enforcement people. I mean, that's just the world we're dealing in. I'm happy to move forward with this, but I think we have both people accountable. And I think what we really need is really probably more such as quarterly reports, bring in the chief. Where are we? Are we making progress? Where are we not? What is the issue that we're up against? South County, I think, does need, I think you're spot on with I-5-4, but that doesn't mean we avoid what's going on in East or West County. But, you know, that's where I think we need that roving liaison person. I have been a long time supporter of family resource centers. I think we need to kind of help support that network and put some capacity there. So with that, we'd like to make a motion, Supervisor.
I'll through the chair. Go ahead. We could go for further discussion if you get a motion.
I'm going to do
it. I would second that, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion.
Yes, please.
So what happens to the one contract that we approved for 1 year last week?
This is an addendum to that contract.
So, okay. And I would just add, just because it's state and federal money doesn't mean that we can't have a say on how it's spent.
Of course.
And, you know, too often board members, myself included, we get caught up in this, it's not our money, it's not general fund money. I'm only pushing for the best bang for the buck. And I am not convinced that the homeless situation is Siskiyou County residents. I think from everything I'm being told, they're coming in here because of what we have and what we offer. And that, this is more money going towards a problem that is systemic coming in. It's not Siskiyou County residents, and that would be my focus. And I still think that there's enough money here to spread it out throughout the county and not just leave a 3-year contract for 2 positions for the city of Wairika.
Anyone else want to follow up? Okay, roll call.
Supervisor Hall?
Not without accountability and performance measures.
Supervisor Kopseff?
No.
Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we want to item O, the sheriff.
I believe the only correction, it was a correction needed in the resolution itself. It originally said County of Sacramento. It's been changed to County of Siskiyou.
Well, can we just have their money instead? Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Halp?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Oberyn? And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Item, was it Q1?
Q1.
Good morning, Michael Perry, County Librarian and Museum Director.
Good morning. So this funding is coming in, and you're placing a budget to purchase further books for the library collection.
Correct.
Can we get a copy of the invoice or list of books that you'll purchase prior to purchasing?
Prior to purchasing. For all of the funds in this budget transfer or
when specific? You, when you make a book order, is it
never
one book at a time or is it several hundred at a time?
It's usually weekly orders are in the order of 20 to 25 books at a time.
So in particular with this grant funding, is there any, I guess, requirement of what needs to be purchased or what can or can't?
So I guess maybe just kind of clarify which specific funding, because it's not all grant funding. So the State Library Zip Book grant funding, that's coming from the State Library.
Okay.
So those are coming from patron requests. So they say they request for an item that's not in our collection. We purchase it at that moment, and the program delivers it to them, and then they return it to the library to be added to the collection. The first item, the Friends and First Five, that's not a grant funding. That's just money from First Five, Siskiyou, and the Friends groups.
Okay, but the grant funding, I'm trying to pull it up, and I'm sorry.
That's
some
cooperative. It's $22,000,
correct. That's the one that anyone can purchase whatever and bring it back to the library, is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. That's it's basically the guidelines of the program are if there is not a if the book is not in our collection, it's older, so not a new book that just came out, but usually at least a year old, and under a certain price threshold, $35 is usually the limit. They can submit the request, and if we can find it on Amazon, which is the vendor that we use for this grant program, then we purchase it, and then it comes back, and we try to add it to the collection. Most material is added to the collection.
So what my ask is kind of an impossibility for you.
Correct. Well, yes, it would slow it down.
No, I understand, but it's only kind of like one book at a time. I was thinking more or less it's a
kind of
you're
going to
order several hundred books.
Right,
time.
Yeah, this is
that
as we
okay.
go along.
All right. Okay, thank you. That helps a bit.
Anyone else? Move to approve.
Is that for one and two?
Just one.
One.
Just one. Two is already.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Supervisor Halp?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Great, thank you.
Item six, public requests. We've got the Siskiyou Land Trust. Are you here? Those land trust people?
They know they're supposed to be here.
Great, save us some time.
All right.
We'll move on to item seven, departmental request. We have agriculture.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm here to do a little update on what the departments I operate do and what they're responsible for. Currently loading an edited version of my presentation. In the meantime, I would like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And I would like to thank you for the extra effort, the hard work that you put in on behalf of my constituents. It's well appreciated out there. Thought I'd pass that along. We're getting there. like you guys to pay close attention to my last few slides. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Being this is the last meeting of the year, I will be short and sweet. Just want to make sure you know I'm working on your behalf. This is a department presentation to the Honorable Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors by your Siskiyou County Agricultural Commissioner, New Sly. Ag Commissioner and the Sealer Weights Measures are joint licenses and duties that I have. Purpose of the Ag Commissioner, the mandates of the Ag Commissioner, are the protection and promotion of California agriculture, protection of the environment, protection of the public health and safety, and we do that through public outreach, education, and as a last resort, enforcement. We're pretty successful with that. Cedar Weights and Measures does inspects, tests, and certifies all the devices that might be used in commerce, including, in the future, electric vehicle charging stations, which I might mention cost $30,000 or $40,000 for a testing machine. New slide. Your Ag Commissioner started in agriculture long ago. As you can see here, I was being trained to run the combine. That's probably about 12 feet wide. Combines these days are 50 feet. Of course, I was running it the next day, right? Next slide, please. I also learned how to pick potatoes early in life. I filled every one of those sacks with potatoes off the ground. And I do have a bridge somewhere, if you believe that, of course. Anyway, these are the things I'm going to be talking a little bit about. Agriculture, weights and measures, animal control, Siskiyou County Wildlife Services, formerly known as our trappers. Air Pollution Control District is included in there for your information. Next slide. Department of Agriculture, again, is mandated to protect and promote agriculture, ensure fairness and equity in the marketplace, and to protect the environment and the citizens of the county. Next slide. We have several arenas that we operate in. One of them is vegetation management, which is the control of noxious weeds that can come in and disrupt our agricultural production arenas. We use that weed detection and eradication. We use biological controls on weeds where there are insects or diseases that control those species. And we also do that as a right-of-way vegetation control program in partnership with Public Works. So I'd like to thank you for that, too. This is a good example of right-of-way weed control. It has a secondary benefit and fire protection. Next slide. Every single device in Siskiyou County is tested and certified that we're responsible for. The Public Utilities Commission, for example, is responsible for your electrical meters. We don't do those. But we do everything else that's involved in commerce. Go ahead. This is the oldest scale in California, that Willow Creek Ranch, and it's still spot on. They had to fix it, but they were able to find parts from the Porterfield Ranch and able to fix it. Pretty nice piece of equipment. We do tons of scales. We have a large cattle industry, and every single ranch has a scale to weigh their cows. Go ahead.
How old is that scale?
Over 100 years. Probably 110 years old. These are the agricultural programs that we're responsible for. I'm probably not going to discuss all of them at this point. but there are other minor ones that we also perform. The most important ones that we perform here are pesticide use enforcement, seed inspection, nursery inspection and certification, direct marketing, organic. Very rarely do we do standardization. We don't have a large fruit or vegetable market here, and we don't have any commercial egg producers. We do have a certain amount of apiary production, honey, basically, and we do a lot of plant and insect identification. Go ahead. Pesticide program, for example, we monitor and enforce regulations on pesticide use and safety. This is an example of a ground rig spraying a grain field. Go ahead. Nursery inspection certification. We have a large nursery component in Siskiyou County. We have about 3,000 to 4,000 acres of strawberry transplants that are enough to plant all of California and all of Baja California, and we ship those plants all over the world. That's not the only product that we have in Siskiyou County, though. We have small nurseries in the county that we also certify and inspect. My staff that does the strawberries walk 3,000 to 4,000 acres, depending on the year, one time at least. And a third of that is walked three times, so they can ship their products to the EU, for example. Next slide. Domestic animal control. Really don't like talking about that. For the last 4 years, I've had an oversupply of stray dogs. Dogs running wild, dogs running in packs. A lot of that's related, but not all of it, to the illegal cannabis growers. And we've had trouble staffing my shelter coordinator. We're still looking for one. We've been looking for over a year. This mandated to protect the public, ranchers, farmers, and others. Things like rabies and other instances of attack where dogs are, you know, pretty mean. Sometimes it gets pretty bad. We also have a great number of cruelty, neglect, along with the vicious animal attacks. Next slide. I do have 2.5 officers to cover the whole county in domestic animal control. Siskiyou County Wildlife Services, they work with the Siskiyou County ranchers, other livestock owners like beekeepers, to control predators that have damaged livestock or threatened public safety. Focus of the program is to remove only those animals that have been causing further damage. We're having a lot of trouble with the interface with California Fish and Wildlife right now with their policy decisions and changes and how they're dealing with depredations on our constituents. Doing our best to work within the guidelines to try to keep our constituents out of trouble. And in particular, I'm talking about bears and now beavers. Mountain lions are a separate protected species that we have a lot of problems with also. I have two officers, and they are priceless. They do a very good job. The wolf problem right now is pretty much being diagnosed and determined by those same officers in the field. The Fish and Wildlife Wolf Liaison has been banned from almost 90% of the ranches in Siskiyou County near the wolf packs that have been attacking our livestock. We've had 13 depredations in the last month, and probably more by now.
Can you expand upon that just a little bit?
Martins, Chase, Dan Chase.
Well, without naming names, what I'm saying, what's occurred? I mean, there was cooperation between landowners and Mr. Griffin and your department.
We're working well with the rancher, but there isn't anything they can do when the woods move down with the cows coming out of the mountains this time of year. When they attack the calves, more so than the rest of the year, and so that's what's happening. Just that there's more wolves, there's lack of prey. The deer herds are pretty much, you know, decimated in the areas where the wolves are living, so they're going to eat something. They're moving pretty much down toward the valley in the Shasta Valley area. Grass Lake is an area that gets hammered on a pretty regular basis.
So did I hear the word banned?
Yeah.
That's where, is it CDFW that's banned from private property now? Is that what I heard?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, what did I hear?
You heard that the wolf liaison is banned from private property.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
But I wouldn't hesitate to follow that.
Is that our liaison or the state's?
State.
Okay.
The Fish and Wildlife liaison.
Okay.
No, Mr. Griffin is working hard, as are the two trappers. Those are the main respondents to depredation reports on wolf damage.
And I've heard that some reimbursement funds have been distributed finally. Is that correct?
That is true. There's still a lot of requests for funding that have not been paid. The lady in charge of that intends to get the money to them, but sometimes it's been dragging out quite a bit. I would say that the largest rancher with the most depredations has received about half of the request that she's made for confirmed depredations. I will tell you that depredations that occur out on the allotments, you know, the range allotments out there, are not being well documented. We don't have the people. Fish and Wildlife have one person for the whole state, as I mentioned, and has never been very proactive in fulfilling its duties. So it's just not possible to catch them all. So there's a lot of loss revenue out there, and you're talking about some significant losses when you have 13 you know, large calves getting removed from your income stream. So another concern, there was a $3 million fund set up by the legislature to fund you know, this program, which includes depredation payments, non-lethal materials to help discourage, you know, predation, and now a pay-for-presence. So if you're in an area that has wolves in it, you can get a payment for that. The $3 million is down to $1.5 million right now. And there's still quite a few requests for funding that haven't been paid yet. I have no... I just don't think they're going to refund that program. But the state budget, it looks like it's going to be pretty tough to get the money in there. Maybe that's something that you guys could address. I think that would be important going forward.
And then I also heard beavers are a problem. What's going on there?
They changed the policy on beavers.
Cal Fish and Wildlife?
Yes. So this policy thing I'm talking about, we have code. We have the regulations that implement the code, and now CDFW is implementing policies which changes the code's, you know, intent and purpose and subverts the regulations that put that code into play. But we're having to deal with the policy. So the policy is saying, instead of issuing a depredation permit for an animal that is chronically causing problems, you know, it's not just every animal, it's just the ones causing problem. They're refusing to do that unless you perform a multitude of non-lethal discouragement methods. So even if you have done it all, you still have to do something else after they have a problem with a loss. you still have to come up with some non-lethal thing before they'll issue you a depredation permit. We've been very, it's been very difficult to get a depredation permit issued, period. I mean, to take a bear out of the environment, for example, that's causing a problem. And it's because of this new policy. In my opinion, the policy is not legal, but it costs a lot of money to challenge it.
So the bear policies kind of filtered down to beavers now? Is that correct?
Yes, they
kind
have
of
a new
similar
beaver policy. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Same thing. Sorry, got carried away.
That's all right.
I don't know, perhaps it's a discussion later for council. Is there anything this board can do to give our officers the ability to enforce the law and not the policy?
I'm going to tell you that I'm...
Because the policy, I've been out with these folks.
I understand that, but I would,
they change
I would be
their policy
very,
daily.
I'd be very reserved about asking my trappers to take those steps going forward.
I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking what this board might be able to do from a ordinance perspective or something, so that a biologist in the field can't change the policy on a daily basis.
I couldn't answer that. I'd have to talk to council to get some assistance on that. But that's
I'm trying to put the bug in her ear right now.
I got that.
You don't have to answer me now, but I think this is where we're headed with this thing. To me, one employee working for an agency in one area and not the rest of the state shouldn't be able to control the interpretation of the law.
It's a policy that was written by the agency heads.
Did it go through CEQA?
No. Did it go through a public hearing? No.
Thank you.
Public comment? No. All those.
That's a good point.
I got it.
Yeah.
I agree. That would be helpful.
Okay, if we can move this along, is it all up there?
I might have a follow-up later.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
Let me see if there's any more questions.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll spend all afternoon here.
Good. My questions have been answered.
Okay. Continue on. Is that it?
No. Are you kidding? It's short.
No, we got you down for 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm working. We do have an agricultural GIS specialist working in our department, and this is these are the programs that he currently works on, where we have plans for other ones. And the map at the bottom is our apiary site map. You might look at that and think there's no room in between those, but there's a mile between most of them, or a mile and a half between them, depending on when they were assigned. Each one of those is a 55 beehives. So you know, most of those come in from out of county. A lot of them come from Shasta County, some from Tehama County. Next slide. And this is you, County Air Pollution Control District. Mission is to protect health, welfare, and quality of life by maintenance of good air quality through control of air pollutant emissions with fair and effective implementation of air quality regulations. Permitted sources, we do permit sources that emit pollution. We do have a Title V, which is a big polluter, or a big emitter, I should say, which is over in Roseburg. Roseburg's our only Title V. But all of these are permitted by the Air District, and we track their emissions. Go ahead. We also get grant monies to do other things, monitoring air quality, for example, on a regular basis all over the county. We have two, soon to be three, permanent sites, one in Mount Shasta, one in Wairika, soon one to be in Happy Camp. We also operate a prescribed fire program so that wildfire prevention efforts don't impact our citizens adversely. We do have a new wood smoke reduction program with a couple hundred thousand dollars in it. Hopefully we'll be able to help with 50 or 60 wood smoke, wood burner, what am I trying to say? Wood stove changeouts. And the Carl Moyer program is a changeout for equipment that is designed to take old equipment out of the mix and give them a chance to buy something that's brand new and doesn't pollute very much. Go ahead. So I just threw this in, kind of fun. Statewide, there's a lot of opportunities in the commissioner's offices, as is everybody suffering from trying to find people to work for them. These are opportunities that you can find within the ag commissioner's offices statewide. Next one. It's a great place to work, the easy way to climb the ladder. I wouldn't mention any names. But you can see how well it works. If you go to the ag department first, you might wind up in the nosebleed section. So what's the next one? Oh, there's another one. Yep. Couldn't resist that. So, the requirement to become a staff member, the bachelor's degree in ag science, physics, chemistry, etc. The licenses that you have to hold in order to enforce the laws in the arenas that we work in are 5 ag biologists licenses in different arenas and 3 weights measures. The deputy ag commissioner and the deputy sealer both have a written and oral component, and the commissioner and sealer both have an oral and written component also. So by the time you get into my position, you have about 16 licenses. Well, maybe I should take a test, because I only give you 1 license for the sealer, commissioner, or deputy sealer. Go ahead. Okay, opportunities are awesome. Any questions? Want a job?
No, I want a position, not a job. I want to come aboard. Any follow-up questions?
Thank you.
Regarding animal control, a couple I have. One, there's a infectious respiratory disease going around for dogs right now. What entity manages infectious diseases? I know you do livestock, you do this, that, and the other thing, but...
Public health.
Public health.
Yes.
And what are they doing right now?
Right now, there is none of that disease present in Chesapeake County. We're on the lookout for it. I'm sure public health is also.
I don't know whether it's verified or not. I'm seeing it on Facebook.
Yeah, but it's elsewhere.
Okay.
We're keeping an eye out for it. That's a serious, pretty serious issue that may have been a little blown out of proportion. Just going to tell you that.
Okay. And then you keep rabies records.
I keep rabies records.
For vaccinated animals in the county.
So the veterinarians are required to send us a monthly report on all vaccinated animals.
Right. So my question is, can a veterinarian access our records electronically?
No. Their record. They can access their record.
I understand that.
We have trouble accessing our own records electronically.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just looking at
it. I got it. Why did you ask me that?
What? Well, it's personal. I had I recently had a dog in for an operation at a vet that was not my regular vet. And unbeknownst to me, they gave him another rabies shot. He just had one 6 months prior. Mm. So it's like, okay.
That's added benefit. It just cost you a few bucks, sir.
Yeah, well, I don't think my dog liked it.
Yeah, but either.
My point was, why do we keep records that veterinarians can't access readily?
So that record could have been, received from my staff if they would have just called and asked about the dog.
Okay.
And we have a record based upon owner and by dog name.
You know me, I'm always looking for ease of electronic use in the county. That's all I've got.
We operate a thing called Shelter Pro to keep track of all that. And it does the job, but it's an antiquated program. But it's it fits my budget pretty well.
Okay. Anyone else to call a person? Supervisor Chris?
Yeah, I know you came from the 208 office there. The work you do here in Wairika is incredible. The staff here is incredible. And then also the work that's done at the 208 office, the lease lands operations that you guys do are incredible for the general fund and also incredible for agriculture in that area to keep it viable.
Thank you. My 208 office is a wondrous crew. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Yeah, that's what we continue to get some water over there.
That's all for me.
Supervisor Wood?
Thanks for all our hard work. I appreciate you being all over the county doing everything.
My staff. I appreciate it too. They're hard workers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.